Federal government and the Wisconsin DNR teamed up on a $150,000 test over the last year. Instructors coached employees from the Milwaukee Department of Public Works and a private firm on keeping their fleet vehicle pickup trucks, vans, and cars at the speed limit, accelerating slowly, and other basic tips known as eco-driving. Consultant Bradley Fons of Drive Smart America says while the fuel efficiency savings came to about 13%, the test drivers did take some heat from lead-footed motorists.
This isn't brain surgery, but this is very difficult to do. As I would urge anybody here, one of the biggest fuel economy tips is driving the speed limit. Today, when you go home, you try driving the speed limit and see the pushback that you're going to get from everybody else who does not want to drive the speed limit.
But Fon says the financial savings for eco drivers can be worth the hassle. David Schwitt of the Milwaukee Area Technical College says saving gas can also reduce air pollution.
Every gallon is about 20 pounds of CO2 that you're not emitting into the atmosphere. In those terms, we are cleaning up the air. We're actually, with the technology we have right now, we're making it cleaner.
Onboard computers and employee logbooks help determine the 13% gain in fuel efficiency. The Wisconsin Clean Cities campaign says the Milwaukee experiment can be repeated elsewhere, and the group hopes to expand the training to include heavy-duty vehicles like garbage trucks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.